KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 8:02. U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp visited Nome yesterday with Admiral Thomas Ostebo. Commandant Papp made travels to Alaska to visit Unalaska, Cordova, and Nome to check on the progress in Alaska and to touch base with his fellow Coast Guard servicemen and women. The highest-ranking leader in the U.S. Coast Guard says he had three main goals when he took over the Coast Guard 3 years ago. He got the icebreaker budget back under the Coast Guard from the National Science Foundation. And the Polar Star, a heavy icebreaker, has been restored.
And then the third was to try and convince the administration, the president, to start construction of a modern icebreaker. And we've accomplished all three.
President Obama has committed money in the budget to build a new icebreaker. And Commandant Papp credits some of his goals being met toward the historic fuel delivery to Nome 2 years ago.
That was the biggest advertising. I mean, I couldn't pay for advertising better than that. That helped us to get the new icebreaker and to get Polar Star back in service. So I don't know whether it was planned or not, but it was appreciated, and it was a good experience for us as well.
Commandant Papp spoke briefly about his visit to Nome 3 years ago, immediately after he became the commandant. However, in speaking of changes in our Arctic waters, Admiral Papp said yesterday that his first visit to Nome was actually in July 4th, 1976. He marched in the Bicentennial Parade and then flew up to Kotzebue more than 35 years ago.
And when we landed in Kotzebue, from the height coming in the helicopter, all I could see was ice as far as you could see. And then in 2010, when we came up here to Nome, we went up to Kotzebue afterwards, and when we descended in from thousands of feet, I couldn't see ice anywhere. So, I mean, I'm telling you what you already know because you live here. Things have changed drastically in the 35, 36, 37 years since I first came up here.
In the Coast Guard's Arctic strategy released earlier this year, it revealed ship traffic through the Bering Strait increased 118% from 2008 to 2012. With the nearest deep water port 1,000 miles away in Dutch Harbor, Commandant Papp says his eyes are on the Arctic. While he said he is not yet getting involved in the discussion as to where to put the next Arctic deep water port, he did speak of the historical significance Nome has been to the Coast Guard.
As many of you know, we had a rescue station here many, many, many years ago. But we've always depended upon Nome as a place like I did in 1976 to stop in here, do some logistics, get some supplies before we proceeded up to the North Slope. The importance of Nome is going to increase, and you know that as well. You don't need a guy from Washington to come and tell you that. But I want to tell you that the guy in Washington recognizes how very important Nome is.
Commandant Admiral Robert Papp presented Nome Mayor Denise Michaels with a Commandant Challenge coin. In return, he and Admiral Ostebo received City of Nome gold pans. Mayor Michaels also presented Commandant Papp with the City of Nome's recommendations for implementing the national strategy for the Arctic. And oil prices have spiked recently. The cost of Brent crude is more than $109 per barrel, and a barrel of Alaska North Slope crude sells for more than $111. Conflicts across the Mideast and North Africa are causing the increase in prices. The jump in price comes just as rural Alaskans are purchasing heating oil for the coming winter. APRN's Peter Granitz reports it's in the state's best interest to have high oil prices.
Every dollar change in price is close to $100 to $150 million in state revenue.
That's Angela Rodell. She's acting commissioner for the Alaska Department of Revenue. She says the state looks at long-term trends instead of short up and downs.
Short-term volatility, like you've been seeing in the past few weeks, given things going on around the world, create a lot of distractions.
And it's easy to assume the coup in Egypt and fear over control of the Suez Canal is causing the spike. But Frank Verastro, an energy and geopolitics expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says it's more than that.
The Iraq-Ceyhan pipeline has been down, and that's reduced the exports out of Iraq. There's been problems down in Basra, Syria, Yemen, Nigeria, and then the fact that Libyan production is off 600,000 or 700,000 barrels a day.
All this means that Alaska has little control over a global commodity. High oil prices translate to higher fuel costs, especially in hard-to-reach rural Alaska. Throughout western Alaska, communities are ordering and stockpiling hundreds of gallons of heating oil for the winter. Bob Cox is vice president with Crowley Maritime Corporation, the company that barges refined oil products to western Alaska. There are about 3 weeks left for the final barge of the season to make the journey. Cox says the company monitors global oil prices to get the best price, and this year it tried something new, buying 300,000 barrels of heating oil from China.
That arrived off the west coast of Alaska in July, and we offloaded that and brought that into our tank farms because that was a better value at that time than the U.S. prices.
The company still needs to finalize its price for the final barge. Crowley uses the price per barrel the day the barge is loaded in its calculation for final prices. Cox says about one-third of Crowley's cost is overhead, distribution, profit, and transportation. The rest is the product.
So we're somewhat hostage to whatever's going on in the oil markets at the time that we're loading the barges.
And while prices may be high now, they've been higher in the past. Oil prices hit $120 a barrel when the Arab Spring erupted. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy wants to hear your thoughts on the national strategy for the Arctic region. The Northwest Campus hosted Assistant Director for Polar Sciences, Brendan Kelly, last night as part of the Bering Strait Science Series. He's in town consulting with agencies and residents in the region about the national strategy.
The strategy is aimed at narrowing down and saying, what are our strategic priorities over the next, say, 5 to 10 years?
Kelly says the strategy focuses on three priorities: advancing security interests, pursuing responsible stewardship, and strengthening international cooperation. He emphasized the need for local input on these priorities.
We're wanting to sort of hear from folks like yourselves who live in the Arctic what you see in these three major areas are as important things you think we should be focusing on for the next 5 to 10 years.
Bob Metcalf, director of the Northwest Campus, attended last night's meeting. He stressed the need for focus and recognition of local culture as the strategy is implemented.
Communities need to be supported in being active traditional communities. Their languages need to be supported. And all those things that sustain that life and that knowledge needs to be also equally supported, because it just doesn't happen. It won't just happen.
Nome resident Charlie Lean also addressed his concerns with the strategy last night.
The problem with the plan is we look at ice on the Arctic coast. We look at ice around St. Lawrence Island. We look at a particular species of sea mammal and worry about that. We don't look to the continuum of the climates as you go north, say starting at Bristol Bay and working our way to Point Hope.
Kelly says the problem right now is that many people working on the Arctic strategy in Washington, D.C. have a limited knowledge of the needs of the region and the Arctic as a whole. He says he needs your help. The price of gold in New York is down $3 an ounce to $1,369 even. An ounce of silver at $23.13. It's coming up on 11 minutes after 8 o'clock.